Up Entertainment Productions presents the No BSPN Podcast.
David.
Okay.
El host.
Hey, everybody. This is a No BSPN Podcast, no budget sports programming, where we pretty much watch sports just like you do, except we're a lot funnier at talking about them. Here are my co-hosts, Big Frog.
Big Frog.
And
Jesse Yepes.
You forgot
my name.
If you don't know his name. I'm your host, Ben G, one of the co-hosts. Today on the show, we're going to cover the NFL draft. You know, a little bit about Michael Sam. We're going to also go over a little bit of the drama, you know, with the draft. We're going to talk, Major League Baseball. And we're going to give you a little update on something outside that is only funny. The biggest, most important thing, golf. Tiger Woods is no longer number one, and you guys might know who number two is. And if not, we will tell you about it. But let's go to the wide shot now. Today, we're going to start off with the NFL draft, right? One of the biggest stories right now. And I believe, what do we got at the top there, Jesse?
We got Michael Sam. Michael Sam was drafted in the seventh round to the Rams. And he had a reality show with Oprah. And the NFL said, no thank you, Oprah, no thank you, Michael Sam.
What?
So, as of now, that show has been canceled. So, what are our opinions on Michael Sam's show being canceled?
Well, I think that this is one of the reasons that he actually got drafted so late is because everybody knew that it was going to cause some type of a problem. Before he came out with his statement, he was projected to go anywhere from the second to the third round. And then after he announced, Mel Kiper still had him going in the third or fourth round. But as we know, he went in the seventh round. Now, he did have a bad combine. But usually that drops you a round or two, not four. So I think that teams were counting on there being some drama. And that's why he dropped so far.
Oh, so you think that... the other teams knew that there was going to be a reality show in the works.
Or something.
Yeah, everybody kind of knows. Come on, man. Everybody already knows the one that's on every year, which is the training camp one. What's the one on
the one on HBO or something?
The Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks. Yeah. You know, and it's always causes problems with the management, between the players, unwanted attention. So you think the first, openly gay player was not just going to cause a lot of noise in the NFL, it was going to cause a lot of ratings, you know?
Yeah, and especially this guy who hasn't even made the team yet. I mean, seventh rounders usually don't make the team, really, statistically speaking.
I've heard that Oprah actually wants him to fail. You know, that's what the reality show would want him to fail. So then that way they could point the finger at the NFL and say, the NFL's not ready. They can't handle it.
Right.
So this was set up for Michael Sam to fail.
So how's he doing right now in minicamps? Anybody checking that out? Is he doing all right?
I don't even know how they started him.
Some have had rookie minicamps, right?
Yeah, well, they say that, he's looking to focus on football. And once he gets to focus on completely on football, that then they'll be able to see. I mean, he's obviously a talented player. He was a co-SEC Defensive Player of the Year. And that's the power conference in college football. So he's not a scrub, whether or not, it's still going to be determined whether or not if his team accepts him. If there's going to be dudes on the team that don't accept him, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, from the beginning, right? As soon as he came out late last year, before bowl season, it was the talk of football, There was a lot of
negative comments.
Yeah, there was a lot of support, right? Which is expected. Yeah. Right. But there was also some negative backlash,
There's a guy suspended right now from Carolina or something who expressed how disgusting he thought it was.
Right.
When he kissed his boyfriend on the draft.
And then on Facebook and on social media, not just Facebook, I saw, a lot of comments, which I thought were kind of stupid and ignorant because, they were like, well, when Tim Tebow came out, he got nothing but negative attention. I'm like, no, he didn't.
No.
I remember everybody loved Tim Tebow.
Sure.
Yeah. And it was like, and now they're supporting the game. No, that's obviously some sort of right-wing page I need to
follow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's not true.
But you're going to get attention no matter what. But, when it's a new, unheard of subject, like being gay in the NFL, it's going to bring a lot of attention.
Yeah, I would say quite the opposite. I mean, I still hear people, even though he's not in the league anymore, who are saying he should be in the league and how is he not in the league? you know, as far as Tebow.
Right, right.
Right.
I think people have his back more than are against him.
Yeah, so, well, that, you know, it's time will only tell. And then usually, you know, actual training camp with pads. And then after going through all that stuff in the summer, we'll find out whether it was just a project, a stunt or not. And, you know, come September.
Right.
Another draft point in the news. A lot of drama happened, you know, during the NFL draft, like it always happens. What was the biggest thing that surprised you, Jesse?
I'd have to say probably Johnny Football dropping down to number 22.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see that happening?
No, I didn't really see that happening. And then once they said that the last three Browns picks that were quarterbacks in the first round, all number 22,
mm-hmm.
the other two had failed.
Oh, right.
It was Brady Quinn and Brandon Whedon.
Yeah.
That's
so
true.
This is a little bit of a bad omen for Johnny Football.
Well,
yeah.
If I had more stats on quarterbacks drafted in those rounds, we'd notice that very few of them actually become in anything past that. The only one I remember slipping that far is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
Tom Brady was in the
Brady Quinn. Yeah. Brady Quinn was supposed to.
He was supposed to be Johnny Football.
I mean that's
he was a hometown kid. You know.
That's where you is. You know, Manziel could be anywhere from this year's Tebow. This year's Brady Quinn, all the way to this year's Russell.
Russell. Well, you know, Russell Wilson was unexpected for most people.
Right.
I saw him coming because, you know, I always like to keep a track of smallish quarterbacks that are mobile and that are accurate.
Right.
And, you know, just like Drew Brees was undersized coming out, they said that same thing about Russell Wilson.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, but look at the way he plays. Yeah. Anyways, so when it
they
comes
say
to...
Manziel has plenty of arm.
Yeah, he does.
That's one good thing.
I've seen it. You see it all, you know, and the Brett Favre-ish thing, you kind of see the way he plays.
He sometimes
reminds me of a little bit bigger, an inch or two bigger, that Doug Flutie. You know what I mean? The way he's just so mobile and he can throw on the run, you know, he's a good combination. Now, is it going to adapt? And I'm going to bring up two guys that you guys will remember right off the top. They were better college players, that you know, and both quarterbacks, and both from USC, you know, but both big time, Matt Leinart and you know, Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
You know, much better college players. They played well. Mm-hmm. They were for the rah-rah. They were for the fame.
Right.
But, you know, where they ended up, you know, they didn't prove to be the guys.
Well, you know, I think that Sanchez, he had a good year or two. I don't think he was able to deal with the pressure in New York. It's, you know, it's crazy.
When the defense power ended, right? And it had to be offense, he couldn't pick it up.
And then as far as Leinart, I mean, I knew Leinart was never going to do anything with it. He throws that rainbow up in the air. That college throw, you can't do that in the pros.
You didn't have Mike
They're
Williams.
They're going to close on it. They're going to, you know.
Even if you had a sober Mike Williams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how about you, Big Frogger? What was your biggest take on the NFL draft?
Well, you know, like any fan, really, I pay more attention to the teams that to the team that I love and to the teams that I hate and how they did. So, it's considered that the Chargers and the Raiders both had good drafts. The consensus is that the Chargers draft was about a B and the Raiders draft was actually an A. That's what I've got my eye on. As far as the Chargers, with our first round, we got Verrett from TCU. He's a player, but he's small. That's going to be, with the trend towards larger receivers, it's going to be, you know, brought up that he's 5'9". They say he's got the most skills of any corner that came out and the best feet, but again,
small.
He's 5'9". We had opportunity to go after other corners that were still on the board, and we chose this one. So I take that as a sign in a good way. The outside linebacker that we got, Ataochu from Georgia Tech.
I'm still learning how to say his name.
Ataochu.
I'm like, please, Chargers, don't draft him.
Yeah.
I'm going to take forever. I'll get there, guys.
He's making headlines right now because he's talking about he's going to come in, he's going to dominate, he's going to be cracking people's face masks.
He's confident.
He's talking a big game. So
He sounds like a Merriman.
Yeah, he does. And actually, this morning I saw that he was in Merriman's top five impact linebackers for this year. On ESPN. So I guess that's a good sign.
Is that impact linebackers that take steroids?
Yeah,
because he should probably have his own. No,
Is comparing him to Merriman actually a good thing?
Well, I mean, Merriman was a monster.
He was a monster for a couple years.
Yeah.
And then, you know, coming out.
You know,
I'd rather have somebody that is going to be a monster for years to come.
Well, I actually had I don't know how accurate it was. I know how accurate it was now. But at the time when Merriman first hurt his knee, I had my cousin's girlfriend's somebody.
Cool, man.
Worked at the doctor's office, at Merriman's doctor's office.
Right.
And saw the x-rays.
Right.
Yeah. And said, oh, he's done.
He's done.
Yeah, there's nothing they're going to be able to do about this.
Damn.
And I was just like,
surprised it wasn't bigger news around here.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, that, you know, that's horrible. If it's true, hopefully it's not true. And as we know, it ended up being true. He can't play on that knee. And, you know, he's in spectacular shape if you see him right now. But he just can't play on that knee, and he never will be able to.
Not for what he was, you know, built.
Yeah, no, he needs burst.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the breakdown came. You know, it was burst and the strength that overtook on top of that burst, you know?
Right.
I really like that pick. I like a couple in the back. I like the returner that we picked. Mm-hmm. I like the wide receiver. I like, Tevin, what was his last name?
I can't think of it right now.
But anyways, yeah, he was a good one. I was watching some YouTube clips on him out of Baylor. You know, he seems to be, you know, another one of those still sleeper schools because of Robert Griffin and guys that are getting chances where they win in bigger schools. They're making these big names.
He's the receiver?
Yeah.
He was also a track star. He's got incredible leaping and incredible straight line running.
Yeah,
so
that'll help.
Yeah,
that'll help Phillip for
widen
sure.
The field. I mean, you know, lengthen the field and the
something Eddie Royal was supposed to do.
Right.
You know, Robert Meacham was supposed to do.
Right.
And then when Alexander could do it before he, you know, busted his knees, you know.
Right.
Or finished busting his knees, but that's just another proof. Cool. Well, let me just ask you this to end the NFL section. Both of you guys, you know, first going to Jesse. Maybe you can cover the Raiders. Aside from the top pick, who was, you know, your favorite pick from them? And then you'll give me the Charger one.
Okay.
From the Raiders? I like their pick with the quarterback.
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
They were a little surprised that he was still there. And, you know, he kind of fell to them, and, you know, they had to pick him up.
It's a tremendous value pick.
It was deep.
He was
deep
expected to go a lot earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of years. It was deep. That's why I wasn't surprised, you know, Johnny Football slid down. But, you know, anyways.
That pick makes me wonder if they have, how much faith they have in Matt Schaub. Because they just got him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's supposed to be the guy.
Well, I wouldn't.
So
it shows that they don't.
They're saying that Carr is still a project. He's still like 2 years away.
Right, okay.
So you probably figure that Schaub has another two good years, and a half good years.
And then they'll be ready.
And
he's the type of quarterback that you kind of maybe want as a transition quarterback. Because first of all, he doesn't last. But when he's in there and he's got the support, he's efficient.
I like Schaub.
Through the regular season. The regular season, I like him, you know, when he's upright.
Yeah, another good thing that the Raiders did is that they've already signed their first rounder, Khalil Mack.
They did.
Which most teams have not signed their first rounder.
Shout out to Reggie McKenzie. That's why you feel a change. I'm like, oh, crap.
It looks like they're doing things a different way in Oakland nowadays.
Yeah, I mean,
which is bad for me.
They purged out a lot of players.
Bad for me. I don't like
you know
it.
A lot of previous, you know,
I want Al Davis back.
You know, I know it was a lot more fun.
What can we do?
To see
Darius
fast
Hayward Bay.
Yeah.
To see the fastest guys in the NFL
I want
lose.
Jamarcus. I want.
But good
purple
times.
Drink.
We'll have some of those times again.
Yeah.
McKenzie will get old and get senile and too old to let go. And then Davis,
and
Chris
then,
Davis.
The dumb and dumber guy will sell the team
to the next big speed power guy anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So that's what's up, what happened in the NFL. Let's move on now to a little bit of Major League Baseball. We're only probably about a month away from the All-Star break.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of our teams are kind of doing what they expected. And then, you know, there's always surprises, you know.
Right.
We usually like to cover everything national, but nothing really big is happening aside from a couple of stories. So we're going to let Jesse go ahead and cover the top stories in the Major League.
Well, for me, I'll cover my team, which is the unpopular choice here in San Diego, which is the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And my report is they suck. I love them, but they suck. You know, we have a lot of money invested in the team, and right now they're not doing so hot. Clayton Kershaw was on the DL for the first month, and he's back now, and he just got blown up by Arizona, which, you know, it's baseball. It's bound to happen. But he gave up 7 runs in the second inning.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, that's how I like my Dodgers. You know, why can't the Raiders? Yeah. Overspending and losing. That way we don't feel like we're doing it.
Yep.
Because we're not.
Eventually, I don't know, the baseball gods will balance things out, and hopefully we'll have a winning season.
But I think Yasiel Puig is going to be a entertainment for years and years to come. Man. I think he's the next Manny Ramirez.
How do you?
With his antics.
With his antics and his talent. I mean, he's a great player.
Talented.
Yeah.
He will sell them tickets, folks.
Yeah. Oh.
And no, there are no baseball gods because there's still no salary cap.
Yeah, exactly.
How could there be any salary cap?
Yeah. The gods are not fair.
There's a luxury tax. That's the cap.
I guess that's the way it works. with the Padres, man, we got a couple of, before the All-Star break, normally a lot of trade rumors heat up.
Right.
You know, people trying to make the final push and then trying to make the final dump before,
Right.
The deadline comes across. So, Big Frog, what you got
for us? Okay. Well, before I get to the Padres, I wanted to, because the Padres just left Colorado, and they got a guy over there, Tulowitzki, who is batting 600 at home.
Man.
Which, he's a good hitter and all that. But, I mean, Coors Field, geez. That place is like, I don't know what they can do about it. But that place is like a steroid ballpark.
I mean,
you don't even need steroids to hit home. I mean, I saw a pop-up go out the other day. it was kind of ridiculous. But anyways, it's cool because, I mean, both teams get to play there, so it's all good. But, I mean, that, you know, if Tulowitzki's got a chance to hit 400 this year, and that would be something. And I don't know if they would, how much
they would count asterisk it.
Yeah, because of where he plays.
Like, hey, he plays half, 81 of his games are played there.
Yeah.
You know, I absolutely think, you know, people will not, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody will bring it up, you know.
For
everybody
sure.
will bring it up. Although it's not like he doesn't have skills, you know.
Right. Right.
But
yeah,
it's notable, though. It's notable that his skill set is working very well up there.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
I think that the everyone is overlooking the right fielder for the Rockies, which is Charlie Blackmon.
Yeah.
That guy's hitting just as good.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of last year's Dodgers, where it was Yasiel Puig and Henley Ramirez going crazy.
Right.
So
the
both of them are tearing it up.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
definitely.
Big Colorado.
Those guys,
they got us last night, which, I mean, is, to me, this the worst. It's either the best thing or the worst thing that can ever happen to you is a walk-off home run. It's just like,
nothing
you can do.
It's either you're partying or you're just like, you just want to crawl off the field like,
It's when they're
kind of partying. Like, nobody ever shows the team that just lost walking off the field and everyone's celebrating on top of
them. Yeah, yeah.
They should have this split shot like that.
Like,
go ahead. You guys just won it. You guys just won it. Right?
That's what.
Go. You guys won the walk-off. Go. Yeah. Go celebrate. Yeah.
We win.
No. Big Frog. You're on the winning team. Yeah.
We win. Yeah.
That's why when I was watching it last night and I saw the ball was going and then the center fielder went up for the ball and it just went like right over his glove. And as soon as it went over his glove, I just changed the channel. Click.
Boom.
I was like, boom, I already had my finger on the button.
Time to watch porn.
Yep. There you go.
So,
which never lets you down.
One release. Yeah.
Unless it's gay porn.
And then you have.
And then you've got Alan Moore at your house.
Shout out to Alan Moore, fellow comedian. That was not bad. But baseball's heating up. Next week we'll have an update a little bit more on that. And now we're going to move on to the top story of the day, the most important of all, of course, which as a Latino man and from South San Diego, we live for nothing but that little white ball golf.
But that was cocaine.
That's where the joke with misdirection was.
I think this next story was supposed to be about.
What was it about?
This next story was actually supposed to be about the horse racing.
Oh yes,
California
Chrome.
Oh yeah, California Chrome. Yeah,
we got to show some love.
Which
to the
is
horse
also
racing,
the
right?
name of my car club.
Interesting.
Oh, that's not bad.
Do they own that horse?
Do they have a stake in it? I think we're going to sue them. If they win the whole Triple Crown,
they're going to have a lot of money.
We got a lawsuit in
there. There's copyrights. I'm sure there's some sort of menu.
I got
a,
I got a big placa on the back of my car, so okay. I already know I got it.
I was gonna say, I'm sure you have some sort of taco restaurant sponsored menu by California Crow that proves by the matter of science and elaborate taco sauce testing equipment that is a 13-year-old flyer. Therefore, you own the rights
to California Chrome.
California Chrome.
Yo, red salsa is a performance enhancing.
It is. So you guys, drug, so, you speaking know. About red salsa, also we are going to sue California Chrome, the Streetwalker, and El Cajon Boulevard. Bitch, you better change that name. But that's what's up.
So they were making a big deal about
his nose strip. Yeah. Apparently, for the first two races, California Chrome has been wearing a nose strip that helps him breathe better and take in more air and go faster. And so the Belmont Stakes was saying that they weren't going to allow him, but today they've announced that he is allowed to wear his nose strip.
Yes.
Well, they let football players wear them.
Yeah. Just like when I get chrome dome, I need to give the bitch a strip.
So she can breathe through her nose.
So they can breathe, yeah.
It works out. Oh. Hey, by the way, do they have any horse races up in Denver in a Mile High? Because imagine how fast they would go, right?
Yeah, because of that thin air.
Would they go faster? Or would they
I don't know.
Well, I think they have trouble breathing.
Would their lungs collapse on themselves?
Yeah, I had trouble breathing in Lake Tahoe.
Oh, you guys remember Ryan Clark? He couldn't go and play Denver, maybe he's descended to Chrome, and that's why he was so funny.
They should race.
Hell yeah.
You know what? I don't want to be part of this.
This is a challenge. This is a challenge. Ryan Clark and California Chrome.
Yep.
It's on. Come on, Twitter. Let's make this happen.
The T.O.
Hashtag California Chrome. Hashtag weak lungs cup.
Yep.
Yeah. And
Ray J.
Racing.
Ray J. Because he's like a horse, too.
Oh, okay, now back to the little white ball of pleasure.
The white ball of pleasure, golf.
Yes, guys. Unfortunately, we have some terrible news from the golf world. To cover our golf segment, we have Mr. Jesse Yepes.
So today the golf rankings came out, and Tiger Woods is no longer number one. Today he was overtaken by...
What?
Yeah, I know. He slid down all the way down to number two.
Oh, man. If you ain't first,
you're last.
You're last.
Yeah, Ricky Bobby told us
Thought that was in the movie, and we're not going to unlearn it.
That's right.
Number two basically means he took a shit.
Yeah.
Right.
It means
with everyone else.
His fingers smell like butt.
Yeah. So our new number one is Adam Scott, who, woo-hoo! As we all know.
Yeah, Adam Scott. Congratulations, Adam Scott.
Yeah.
We love you.
So not only is he a golfer, he is also, it says here on the television show Parks and Rec.
Yes, he is. A fellow comedian. Congratulations,
that's right. Good job, man.
He was also...
Is that the one with Amy Poehler?
Yes, sir.
I love Amy Poehler.
He was on Step Brothers, too. Remember
that? Oh, that's right. He was the brother.
Yeah.
He was the one with...
Congratulations.
Adam Scott. Hey. He looks like a golfer.
Yeah, he does.
Or at least a member of the country club.
That's true.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, he does have that, hair, unlike us.
And what? He's really funny, too. So we should kind of, talk about his deadpan humor.
I hate you. You're funny and a talented golfer, but I hate you because you're white.
Yeah.
No, wait. Not because you're white, because I'm not white and I want to be white.
Right.
Because then it comes with magical powers, like golf and acting abilities. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Yeah. You know what I was thinking right now? That you have this equipment. I was thinking, what if we all gave a deadpan look in honor to Adam Scott? So we all do a deadpan and then you zoom in on
us? Which camera?
Whichever camera. You're the director.
Okay. Well, you guys have camera
one. Okay, we'll do camera one. So we'll just do a deadpan look and then he'll zoom in on us, right? Okay. You have that capacity?
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
There you go. That was not bad. Okay, well, cool, man. That wraps up, episode number one?
Number one.
Season number three, kind of ish. Seasons number one through two are kind of like in the internet, lost somewhere obscure, but we're going to try and not get arrested, deported, and or go homeless, and that way we can keep the episodes going on every week. You can find us at NoBSPN on Twitter, on the UpTV Network page, and you can find Big Frog. Where can we find you at, man?
Big Frog 619 on Twitter. And Facebook, Big Frog with two G's and on both, because that's the only way they would let me have Big Frog.
The only way. How about you?
And I'm Jesse Yepes on Facebook.
What about in real life?
In real life, I'm also Jesse Yepes.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I'm like Thor.
Do you have a Twitter or something?
I do have a Twitter. I think it's also Jesse_Yepes.
Okay, because we tweet a lot here, and that's how we get by.
Oh, is that? Okay, so yeah, I got to get back
gotta
up
learn
on
how
my
to
Twitter.
Write, speak English, and then tweet. Not in that order, though.
Can I throw another plug out there for myself?
Of course.
Because I got another podcast going on.
Bring it.
And it's also going to be on the Up Entertainment page. That's the Electric Spider Monkey Train Hour. Electric Spider Monkey Train Hour.
I will hear it, and then I will put the graphics up for you.
And we will run a train on a monkey.
Up I guarantee.
For an hour.
Yeah.
With an electric fucking vibrator. And we will time that, too, as well.
Yeah.
Probably, and we can probably go longer if we were in Colorado, because we would have long
we'd
capacity.
Have
Anyways, next week, more NFL action. We're going to follow up on Michael Sam. We'll talk a little bit of World Cup. And then, you know, also we're going to cover some local sports like, you know, disc golf, you know, Marley golf, and maybe some local pool if I don't get drunk and I can take pictures and interview people. Mm-hmm. Okay. But for the No BSPN podcast, I've been Benji Garcia.
Big Frog.
Jesse Yepes.
Stay up, guys. And remember, bring on the footballgasms.
Woo!
Yeah.
For more on the No BSPN podcast, find us online at uptvnetwork.com, YouTube, or follow us on Twitter at NoBSPN. Thank you, and hear you next time.